Hey, welcome to You Never Know Who You're Inspiring podcast with Paul Napoli and Tim Ellis. Thanks for tuning in. We're so glad you're here with us. This week, we take a break from everything and we play a game called the Hygge game. Hygge, H-Y-G-G-E. It's a cozy conversation in pleasant company game. So sit back and enjoy that. Here are the rules. The concept is about enjoying nice and cozy time with good company. This focus means that there are no winners
over here
and losers in this game. The goal is simply to make it as Hygge as possible.
And everybody so basically wins. As cozy as possible. No winners, yeah. No losers.
No losers.
Which, by the way, is a lot of the problem with our society. But so, anyways, all right, let's do it.
All right, so I sent you some cards that I haven't looked at, so I have no clue the questions you're going to ask me, and you have no clue the questions I'm going to ask you.
No clue.
So I will go first as far as I will read one for you. Just pull the card out. Boom, there it is.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my. So there's multiple questions per multiple, card.
You pick whichever one you want, right? All right.
Yeah, we got a bunch now. I'm excited.
All right, here we go. What was your favorite thing on the playground when you were a kid?
God, I was quite the wuss when I was a kid. You know what I didn't like on the playground? Don't stray. What I did like was the swings. I guess you could say.
That was your favorite thing, the swings?
I almost just said, I guess you could say I was a swinger. Yeah, I liked when I was a kid, I liked the swings. I did not like the tall slides, but I liked the swings.
Perfect.
All right, I'll take turn. It. All right, Tim, let's see what my question is to you. All right, here we go. What old classmate would you be happy to hear from out of the blue and have dinner with?
Wow.
Be careful. What old classmate would you be happy to hear from out of the blue and have dinner with?
What old classmate? Man, we're talking high school years. I'm almost 50, dude. You know how I can know. I got to remember back.
Be careful.
I have to pick just one?
Yeah, that's it. One. You got one.
One old classmate. I'm going to say it would have to be.
And you have to tag them in this podcast.
It would have to be my buddy Chris Isgar. It would have to be him.
I don't know what to say other than he needs to listen to this podcast.
Or Brian Green. Or, I mean, I got a
Brian
crew,
Green.
Dude.
Brian Austin Green, isn't that Screech?
No. But he's kind of like him.
All right.
Listen.
So Brian Green or Chris Isgar.
I had a crew, man. I can't pin it down to one. No.
You had to pick one. So
I
you
gotta
lost.
Go with Greener. I got to go with Greener or my buddy Chris.
So you lost, too.
Oh, man. That's tough.
Give me another one. Hard to choose one. Give me another one.
That's because I've been blessed with my friends.
I've been blessed.
All right, here we go.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. This is an easy one. Okay. I'm going to give you this one here. What quality do you appreciate the most in a friend?
I would say being true.
Ooh.
Being real. We live in a crazy, fast, sometimes not sincere world. So I would say being true and being real, just being yourself. I would say that would be the biggest quality in a friend.
I want to jump in on this too.
Yeah, what do you got?
I think qualities that I appreciate the most in a friend is support.
Yes,
being
that's
true
great.
And support, no matter what you do, no matter how bad you
yes.
effed up or
yes,
you know, screwed up or whatever, they always will be there.
Yes, because you know what, huge. Man, listen, life does not come with a manual. I was saying that the life does not come with an owner's manual. Like, we are gonna mess up. That's just a part of life, and sometimes that's how we learn the best. So to have somebody to support you when you do mess up and when you are maybe not right, I love it, man. That and being true, I'm with you 110%. I think that is the best qualities of a friend.
Perfect.
Love it.
All right, I'm up.
Listen, so we're not going to agree on this one. That's a fact, Jack.
Oh, no.
What is the best song ever written?
The best song ever written.
Judy Garner.
It's Garland. Garland. Judy Garland. Oh, God, I'm never going to live that one down. Listen, the best song ever written, 100% in my opinion, is Imagine by John Lennon.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
You have heard Imagine by John Lennon.
I don't think I've ever heard it. You're looking for it. I can see your eyes going crazy right now.
Would somebody please help Paul? You have never heard Imagine from John Lennon?
No.
Imagine all the people. That song?
No, I have not ever heard that. Listen, find it.
Sign in.
But we'll go with I'll Make Love to You, Boys to Men, from me to Stephanie.
All right. So just we got this. Read the question one more time.
So the question was, what is the best song ever written? And you went with John Legend, right?
No, John Lennon. Oh, my gosh. He was dead before you were born.
John the song Legend is Imagine. Is it John Legend?
Somebody? Not John Legend. Who is the guy right now, currently the big hot star?
John Lennon. He was in the Beatles. He was in the Beatles.
Yes. You know song now?
No, I don't know the song. I just knew he was in the Beatles.
Oh.
He was married to Yoko Ono.
Yeah, John Lennon. That's him.
Dude, I'm on it. I'm on it.
But you don't know his song.
No, Imagine. But I knew he was married to Yoko Ono.
Yay!
My hands are going crazy. My microphone keeps getting unplugged.
All right, listen. Greatest song ever.
Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You.
Is not Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. It is John Lennon, Imagine.
I'll make love to you.
No.
Like you want me to.
I'm going to mute you.
Oh, I've heard this. I've heard this. I was talking on a show once. I think it was Cheers.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Incredible, John.
Dude, John that Lennon. Was incredible. I loved everything about that. So another song that I love is You're Gonna Miss This.
Okay.
You're Gonna Miss This. You should find it. You're Gonna Miss This.
I'm gonna
this.
Find it right now.
It might be it? Trace Atkins. I don't You're know. Let me look it up.
Gonna miss.
Yeah, Trace Atkins. Who would have thought I would this. Know that? You're Gonna Miss This. So not quite as good as, listen, your song, spot on, nailed it. You're Gonna Miss This, Trace Atkins, and was another one I love. Five More Minutes. Five More Minutes. Who the heck sings Five More Minutes? So find the Trace Atkins one.
You're going to know. I got it right here.
All right, ready? Play it. Let me hear it. Yep.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. Still some good times.
Why would you do that?
Take a good look around. You may not know it now.
This is great.
But you're gonna miss this.
You're gonna miss this.
Seriously, man, this is a great song.
Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride.
Wow.
In her one-bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head. Says, baby, just slow down. Cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want
this. You're gonna want this.
You're gonna wish these days.
Dude, wow, that's this is great. A great song.
Man,
listen,
I'm downloading it right now.
Your song made me think of that because I couldn't think of anything. So I just went right back to the 90s. Because listen, when it comes to music, that's what I do, and we've done a couple music things on this podcast, and that's what I do. I automatically go back to the 90s. So listen, if you're cool with it, play one more, just a little bit of this song.
What do you got?
It's
of this
five
one? Just keep
minutes.
Going?
No. This one's great.
Okay.
That one is all about just you're going to miss this, man. Like, that's life. Like, it goes by so fast.
It really does.
Live in the moment, and you know, 1 second you're 18, you can't wait to be like a real adult. And the next second you're an adult and you wish like you were 18. So listen, so the next song, last one, okay. Five More Minutes.
That's by
Scotty. Yep. It's by Scotty McCreery. And I love it. Listen, if you don't
five more minutes.
Country, like that's cool, but just listen to the words of these songs. Listen, who was that? John Lennon? Not a fan of the Beatles, like whatever.
Right.
I'm it's not that I'm not a fan of the Beatles, it's just not my era, right?
No.
But the words to that song, you made me feel this, which made me think of these other songs.
Yeah.
That song was spot on, which I think these two that we're playing now, you're gonna miss this in five more minutes, are spot on with life. Listen,
here we go,
you got
five
it?
More minutes. Yep.
Let me hear.
Couple cane poles sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water, watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come and get it. We yelled five more minutes.
Yes.
At 16, it was 12:03, standing in at her front door. Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that goodnight kissing. We wanted five more minutes. Time
Dude. Seriously.
Dude.
Every time we do this, you are making me more and more of a country. You know what I like about country music that I'm learning? Is there's
it
always
a story.
Dude. Every time.
It tells
every
a story.
Okay.
Listen, like, so. Whatever. So. So we joke about me like being stuck in the 90s, right? A lot of, so when I, back then, like I loved boy bands, like not for like the reason of them being boy bands, but a lot of them told stories about being in love and about finding true love. These, the current country, it's like country pop and it tells a story. And just in those couple verses, like that song, listen to that entire song, Tim, and it will bring you back to everything you lived in your entire 50 years.
Yeah.
It'll bring you back to everything.
Do you know where Scott McCreery came from?
No clue.
American Idol.
No, he didn't. Did he really?
Yes, he was a winner on American Idol.
That is by far one of my favorite songs. That and the Trace Atkins song, you know, and I got a couple now that, so you played that song, by John Lennon, and that made me think a lot deeper and into songs that I currently love. Those are the songs that I love. Like Five More Minutes, man, it goes into
that
everything.
Song is incredible. It like why do I not have more country on my phone?
You need to.
I do.
I'll tell you right now, and it goes hand in hand with like the books that we read and the things that we talk about. Like it's all about living life to the fullest, and it's all about like enjoying the moment. And listen, man, if I had five more minutes, like the next part of that song is talking about how he's in high school. And so we went from being a kid, right, and dipping his fishing pole and mom yelling like supper's ready. And I just need five more minutes. And then it goes from that into being at his girlfriend's house. All right. So Stephanie and I met when I was 18, she was 16. So like that light flickering when her parents wanted her inside, like that's real. Like I wanted five more minutes. The next part is... Now, this was football for him in this song, but for me, it was like baseball. And it was talking about, you know, being at the 50-yard line, like you turn your helmet in and you're being at the 50-yard line. Now you're a senior in high school and you know you're never going to play football again. Like the next time to get into that stadium, you're going to need a ticket. I just wish I had five more minutes. Like I wish I knew then that I needed five more minutes before my 5 minutes was up. You know what I mean?
I have another question.
What do you got?
I got a great question. I have to ask you this, especially after what you just said. So I know it's supposed to be your turn to ask me, but I got to ask you this one.
I'm with you. What do you got?
If you could go back in time and meet your 10-year-old self, what advice would you give yourself?
My advice would be to slow down. My advice would be to slow down and enjoy the moment and not to rush into wanting to be an adult. Listen, man, I love my life. I love being an adult. I love being a parent. I love everything about what I do. But my advice would be to slow down and to enjoy those moments more than I did. I was a good kid, but I tried harder at certain things to get away with things than I did to actually, if I would have just applied to doing them in the first place. Like school was a great example of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always wanted to make my parents proud and whatnot, but I was in trouble often because like I would get a report card with like C's and D's and, you know, the occasional, maybe an F. Yeah. And I would tell myself to try harder at the things that really matter and to just slow down and enjoy the moment. What would you tell your 10-year-old self?
Oh, man. This is such a...
I love this game. We should do... Every podcast we do should be on this freaking game. We should pull a couple cards. But anyways, what would you tell your 10-year-old self?
I would tell my 10-year-old self to love more because you never know how much time you have with those around you.
Yeah.
That's what I tell myself.
For sure. And listen, everybody listening, think right now, what would you tell your 10-year-old self? What would you tell yourself? You know, is the things that you're stressing about, having the Nike shoes, looking the part, being popular, does any of that really matter? What would you tell your 10-year-old self right now? This is deep. How did this happen?
I fucking love. Sorry, I love this game. Beep. We got to get a beep button.
Beep.
Man, I got emotional playing this.
All right,
damn, dude.
Here's what happened. Two weeks in a row, with John Lennon. Then we went right from that into my country music, and now here we are.
Do you got to go?
We'll do one more each.
Okay.
I don't even know.
All right. If you could choose to be a famous person for a day, who would it be and why?
A famous person for one day. Who would it be and why? Here's the thing when it comes to these questions and this podcast. I love everything about it. But it takes time to think about. Like, perfect example. My first answer to the song one was I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. And you know why? Because it makes me – like, I'll Make Love to You. I know it's horrible, right? But it makes me think of my wife and how much I love her and that. But then once you played your song, it made me think so much deeper about my current songs. Like, another one, just real quick, is Tim McGraw, Live Like You're Dying.
Yeah. I love it when you play that at the graduation.
Humbling Kind. Yes.
Or the Humbling Kind one. Yeah. Those are great.
So those, like, now that I'm rethinking my answer, those are the songs that just, like, stick in my soul. But anyways, like, if I could be one famous person, who would it be? Is that the question?
If you could choose to be a famous person for a day, who would it be and why?
Listen, I'm going to say, and let me preface this by saying, no matter who it was, this is what I would choose. I'm going to choose the president. And I don't care if it's President Bush, President Clinton, President Obama, President Trump, whoever is the president, that's who I would choose, because I feel as though no matter what, I have the biggest platform, the largest platform in the world. And I can say and influence as many, I can say whatever I want, and I can influence as many people as possible. So I would choose to be our current president, which is President Trump. Listen, I would pick President Obama. I would pick President Clinton, President Bush, President Reagan. I would pick any of the presidents. But because our current president is President Trump, that's who I pick. Because I would have a message for this entire world and our country, and it would have to do with making a difference, lifting people up, understanding that we are all in this together. And I would want that platform. I would want the platform to where I know my country is listening, even if half of them are listening because they hate me, or maybe even 3/4 of them. But I would want them listening to me no matter what it is so that I could spread that message. So I would say the President of the United States. What would you say?
Wow. That's good. I can't say the president because you already took it. Thanks. Appreciate
that,
Paul.
But you would. You would. I know you would. I know you would.
I mean, that's the largest platform to reach the most people.
Listen. We can be co-presidents.
We'll be co-presidents. Fine. But I'll give you a different answer. I will give you a different answer. Because you already took president. Thanks. you know what? When I look at people that have inspired me along the way, that are famous people, I don't look at singers or actors. I look at a lot of athletes.
Yeah.
And one guy that sticks to my mind is Derek Jeter.
Yes, that's a great guy. He's
just such a class act, and just watching the way he has always been and always continues to be, the way he presents himself, and he's just a class act, right? I love everything about him. I love his personality. I love his kindness. I love the way he treats people. He's a leader, right? And that's on the field, off the field. It's just who he is.
He's a leader.
And I would love to just, you know, be inside his mind for one day just to do that. So, wow. Derek Jeter, you the man.
Wow. I love it. That's a great answer.
Just, yeah. President would have been first. Jeter, you're second. Sorry, buddy.
Dude, not bad, though.
Yeah.
Where do I fit in the list? Oh, wait, I'm not. Anyway. So I'm going to let you choose. The first one is, and you might not even know, maybe you do. The first one is, when was the last time you cried? The second question is, name one thing that most people don't know about you. And I'll let you pick which one you want to answer. And this is it right here.
Oh, man. Repeat them.
So the first one was, when was the last time you cried?
That was 5 minutes ago. I think everybody heard that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
And then the second one is what?
Name one thing that most people don't know about you.
Most people don't know.
That's a tough one. No, it's not tough.
I want people to know all this.
Then don't say it. It's a podcast. You don't got to say it because a stupid card said it. You want a different question?
I get teased a lot because when I was a child, until my sister came along, I was my mom's favorite daughter. So most people don't know that I took ballet lessons when I was a kid.
Dude, I wouldn't pick on you for that.
Bullies are bullies, man. I was the twinkle toes, right? I was called every name in the book.
Dude,
but
look at you now.
I know.
Those bullies ain't got nothing on you. Here's the deal with those bullies. I'll tell you right now. Here's the thing. And here's the thing that most kids don't realize, right? So you took ballet. Let's be honest. You were probably goofy. You probably grew so fast. And I'm making this up, but I'm guessing you probably grew so fast that you didn't even grow into your body and you were awkward. I would bet you had a wicked awkward face, right? Yep. Yeah, right. Now look at you now. You're freaking 6'5". Tan, tall, dark, handsome. Yeah. It's somewhat annoying, to be honest. those bullies right now have a receding hairline that goes back to the middle of their head. They're probably all a little overweight and wish they did ballet as a kid at this point. Yeah. So, listen, I love that you shared that. I love that you shared that. And I'm a little surprised you did ballet. I kind of want to pick on you.
I did a lot of dance. It wasn't just ballet. It was ballet, tap, jazz dancing.
I wish I did dance as a kid. I'm not just saying that because this is because you just said that. Like I really have thought about that before because I'm like an average, like I can two-step. Mm-hmm. I wish I had more skill. And I'll tell you right now, I've seen you dance. And I can, now that you say that, I'm not surprised that you did ballet. I could see you like pirouette or whatever the hell it's called. I could see you doing that.
Pirouette.
I think the T makes an A sound.
Is it pirouette? Pirouette?
No, I just made that up. But you are a phenomenal dancer and you're 6'5 and a good looking dude. So those bullies are wishing they were Tim Ellis at this point.
well, I appreciate that.
Dude, I love it. Yeah. I love it. This game. I can play this game all night.
Isn't this a fun game? No, well, you have an answer. Don't try to dodge this. You still have to answer this. I'm turning that one back to you. You got to answer the same question. The one I just answered.
That something people don't know about me? So
yeah, read it. Read it again.
The last time I cried. The last time I cried, I mean, I really don't know. So most of you probably know. Maybe you don't. I'm pretty in tune with my emotions. So I'm not afraid to cry. As a matter of fact, I got no problem crying. Right. And if you've ever seen a long Facebook post of mine talking about emotions, there's a solid chance or talking about what I'm feeling in that moment. Solid chance that during that post, I was teary eyed. as far as something that people don't know about me. Oh man. Something that people don't know about me. I don't know. I mean, I don't think a lot of people understand necessarily what I've done to get where I am financially. And I would say maybe don't know my story completely. Maybe don't know the amount of money I spent to own Five Star by myself and not have a partner. And I won't get into great detail with that. But if I had to think, because I'm an open book for the most part. I think most people know as much as they can know about me. But the one thing they probably don't know is the amount of money that I spent so that I could have Five Star as my own and no longer have a business partner. So I would say that's one thing.
That's great. You don't want to tell them about when you were an underwear model?
Dude, funny you say that. It's really funny that you just said that about me being an underwear model. One lady I used to work with back in the day, and my dumbass told Steph like an idiot. we were working one day, and she said something about how I could be an underwear model, right? She's like, you could be an underwear model, right? So my dumbass goes home to my girlfriend, and I'm like, yeah, this girl at work, Becky, said I could be an underwear model. What do you think? She's like, I think, why the hell is Becky saying you could be an underwear?
Hey, she knew. Becky knew.
Oh, dude, what are the chances you just said that?
That's hilarious.
But, dude, that's it. I love this game. Listen, this is a great game. When this podcast is over, you want to hang out a little longer and keep playing?
Yeah, let's do it. But that's enough for this week. I think they've listened to us cry and listened to our stories enough. And we hope they come back for more. Again, like we tell you guys every week, share this, share the love. We like that you guys enjoy us doing these podcasts. That's what keeps us motivated to do them. So help us get this thing growing and share it with others. We would really appreciate that. And that's it, man. Paul, take it away.
Dude, so before I take it away in our normal fashion, I highly suggest that you hit up Amazon and pick up the game Hyuugi. It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. That is what we played tonight, and it was phenomenal. So as we always end, I want to remind you guys that life is precious, to not take anything for granted. And if COVID-19 and our current state of our country has taught you anything at all, let the one takeaway be that life is short, that things can change at the drop of a dime, and to not take life for granted. I hope you love today. I hope you love tomorrow. And I hope you make the best of your life.
Absolutely. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Live well. See you next week.